a news update. This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
This week in Australia, our Australian correspondent Zoe talked us through how South Australia has left its COVID lockdown early and a New South Wales inquiry into Uber Eats workers.
No more lockdown for South Australia. It was a three-day short-lived event. So last week I was speaking to you about South Australia going into lockdown the midnight, the day before that I was speaking to you. So last Wednesday at midnight, we went into really strict lockdown. No one could leave the house, only one member for groceries. And obviously essential workers are still going to work, but everyone else was in complete lockdown, and that was because we had about 23 or 22 cases in the state. So that was because the heavy lockdowns, I'm pretty sure I explained this last week, but maybe not entirely as well as I should have. This is because it was thought that a case had been transmitted through a pizza box that a person who had coronavirus, one of the security guards from the Medi hotels, went to a pizza place in Woodville, got a pizza, and the worker got it. So they were worried that it was this kind of really deadly strand of coronavirus that would be able to be transmitted through pizza boxes. So then that meant that thousands of people that had gone to this pizza place, which is actually a very popular pizza place in the western suburbs of Adelaide, all had to be in lockdown, and that is what triggered the statewide lockdown. It turns out, however, on Friday, a day and a half essentially into our lockdown, we learnt that unfortunately the person who claimed to have got the Medi hotel worker who claimed to have just bought a pizza at the Woodville pizza bar was actually an employee there working a second job. And he lied about that for obvious reasons. So that meant that it wasn't a deadly strain of coronavirus that was so easy to catch that you could get it off of a pizza box. It was because he was an employee and he was working in close contact with someone else in the kitchen, obviously working close together, so that's obviously how the other worker contracted coronavirus. So we learned on Friday in a press conference that it was unreal to think that we were even living through these times, that you know we were all coming out of this lockdown early. I mean, the attitude was that it was 6 days, but everyone was like, we're going to be in this for the long haul. You know, Christmas is not happening. That was genuinely the mindset because we wanted to, you know, try and beat this thing. Anyway, we learnt on Friday in a press conference that the worker had unfortunately lied. He was, vilified entirely. Obviously, there is such a deeper meaning behind why this person lied about working a second job. I don't think we know if it was cash in hand, but or the sort of reasoning behind it. But you know, low paid work and insecure work. You know, he was probably trying to protect himself from getting in trouble from the ATO or protecting his workplace. We're not really sure about the reasonings why. But unfortunately, he was really vilified by the state Premier Stephen Marshall saying that he was disgusted with this action. Obviously, we can understand why the state government would want truth when we are talking about coronavirus and contract tracing and trying to get on top of this situation. But this gentleman was really, really vilified in the media, and there's concerns around their safety and moving forward, and there's technically no legal punishment written down in any laws about lying about contact tracing. So what we know right now is that he has had a phone, a laptop and a computer drive seized and there's ongoing investigations into this matter. But we don't know if there's any formal punishment for him. But it has obviously sparked a big debate about, you know, the fact that we really do need a holistic response to consider the reasons why people are forced into lying in order to preserve their jobs and their livelihoods.
For you, is it a relief that this lockdown is only a really, really short one?
Yeah, I think it isn't. It's still a total relief among the entire state. We are still being vigilant. Yesterday, we learnt that a schoolgirl at Woodville, so same suburb, Woodville High School, has contracted coronavirus, so their entire community is now in quarantine. You know, we're still being super vigilant, and we've still been told to be very vigilant. In saying that, places like bars and restaurants are still open. You can walk down the street and not see, you're not really seeing any masks, if I'm honest. But we're still trying to be vigilant, and we're still, you know, you can only have 10 people in your house, so Christmas is potentially going to look very different for people. We've been urged to be vigilant, but it is a massive relief, and you can tell that a lot of people have relaxed. And I was an essential worker during the day and a half, or 3 days lockdown, so it was really interesting to see the city, driving around the city, obviously, completely empty. I mean, it took 15 minutes off of my drive to work. It's personal news. Instead of taking me 25 minutes to work, it literally only took me 10 minutes. So that I guess goes to show how many people were staying inside and no one was out and about.
Moving on to New South Wales, there's an inquiry into Uber Eats drivers.
Yes. So a man's death 2 days ago has brought the driver's death toll for Uber drivers or food delivery drivers to 5 in the past 3 months. So the New South Wales government has set up a task force to investigate a number of recent deaths of food delivery riders. The task force will be led by Safe Work New South Wales and Transport for New South Wales, and will hopefully be able to examine whether any avoidable risks may have contributed to the deaths. The task force will assess the safety measures currently implemented by food delivery operators and have a deep look into how they try to keep their workers safe. Uber Eats has admitted that the industry needs to do more to improve worker safety. That's obviously in the wake of this person's passing. We know about the gentleman that he was a cyclist. He was on his bike. He's a 37-year-old man from Malaysia. And he was hit by a truck, which was carrying an excavator in the suburb of Redfern in New South Wales. It's really devastating news on so many levels, and has obviously sparked this massive nationwide debate about the safety of food delivery workers, and even more so in lockdown, and how they are treated, and how are they covered, and how are they getting the support they need in such a high demanding job.
That was Neighbourhood Watch Ripper.
That was indeed.